Hello and welcome to the original, the only podcast of its kind for the Quantum Grammar Shoot, a podcast that talks about the grammar technology known as correct sentence structure, communication, parsing, syntax, grammar, i.e. quantum grammar, and how it relates to everyday life and current events. And I am your host, Colin Jason Knife and Matthew Colin Glass. This is a podcast of opinion, where I share my thoughts on a psychological level of how one would use this technology navigating through everyday now space and other related subjects. Hope you enjoy. With my perception, one of the major differences between society today and society 20 years ago or 30 years ago is the amount of data available to everyone and anyone who has an electronic device in their hand. I mean, these electronic devices are amazing, aren't they? Seriously, my cell phone, I use my cell phone for things that I do on the World Wide Web rather than my laptop because my cell phone is faster. And it has all these apps and it's just more convenient than a computer. I would rather use a computer because the screen's bigger, but the computer's just so slow compared to these little devices. Now, one can go into the psychology of making something easy to use and readily accessible. You put it in your pocket is the best way to put surveillance on every single individual on Earth, right? You're consenting to it by walking around with it, by paying money, by agreeing to an agreement. But that's not the focus of this podcast. This particular podcast is going to be focused on the data part of it. And if you're a younger individual, teenager, preteen, teenager, or even early 20s, with my perception again, the education system that's in place, one is not taught the most efficient, correct tools to process and audit and filter all this data. And the reason I say that, and I've mentioned this before, is that I feel like from my studies that in the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, the trivium method in one form or another, and you can Google that, the trivium method, was taught in one form or another in schools. But as the Industrial Revolution took place, the education system, for one could guess, practical purposes, took the logic out of the schools. The trivium is grammar, logic, and rhetoric. They took the logic out to be able to logically deduce things. And I don't mean strictly in a mathematical sense. I mean in what quote-unquote common sense. They took that out. So now you have over 100 years worth of students who are in these schools who can't use simple logic on things. And so fast forward to today where you have all this data being bombarded on social media, how does one sift through it? Most of us who wade through all these rivers and climb these mountains of information and data, we tend to gravitate towards that which resonates with us. The vibes with us is congruent with our quote-unquote moral compass, however you want to put it, we move towards those things and those types of people who are congruent with the path we're taking. You can see this in politics, religion, whatever. And there's something called protagonist-centered morality, where, and in schools, I feel this is also programmed in. Again, that's just my perception. This is a podcast of opinion. Where you will see a figurehead who seems to have a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom about things, and also has a plan. And so the individual who's looking at this stuff resonates with what this leader is saying, and so kind of casts their lot with this leader and puts their faith in the leader. And then if they dig deep, they will find some inconsistencies usually with this leader. But they will put that aside because now they've chosen the team. They're on this team now with this leader, protagonist-centered morality. They don't care if this guy did this, that, and the third, has shown to be inconsistent, rips people off, lies, whatever, doesn't perform on their contracts. Doesn't matter. Now you've already cast your lot. You're going to believe what this person says regardless. Kind of like religion. So these are the types of mentalities that happen, again, with my perception, when a complete absence of logic is in the scenario. You don't have that logic filter to be able to filter out the bullshit. And so, you, meaning I'm using that in a hypothetical sense, you are now on a team. You've chosen the team. You've chosen the side. You're no longer neutral. And come what may, there you are. Regardless of what you did is logical or not logical, you're set in stone now. This is the type of thing that you also see with political parties. For example, in an extreme fiction sense, the person who now has the office of president in the United States is the condition of state of the people of this fictional place called United States, past tense, the condition of state of this society, better, more vibrant, healthy, booming economy, plenty for everyone, better today than it was a year ago or 2 years ago for everyone in a general sense. I think you know the answer to that. Just look out your window. This is the fiction system at its best. Bringing it back to the education system, they took logic out. And so therefore, these people that cast their lot with this new individual that's in the Oval Office, are they rethinking their position? Perhaps. Are they doing that in the public? Some of them. I see actually some politicians coming out who are Democrats speaking out against their leader, which is pretty amazing to me, but that's few and far in between. And again, with a complete absence of logic, that's where something like cancel culture can happen, where people are quick to jump on a bandwagon just because it vibes with their own personal situation. And then also you can go into this whole gender thing, which, I mean, if you ever needed evidence, a continuance of the evidence there that there is no logic being taught in the education system, this whole freaking gender issue is proof. That's it. That's all you would need. To bring it around to a personal level, I find that in up until 2016, I was deep into conspiracy theories. I was deep into rabbit holes and whatever terminology you want to use. Everything. I mean everything. I studied channeling entities. I studied remote viewing. I studied stuff about deep underground military bases, Denver Airport, Dulce, New Mexico, all these different things, Intergalactic Federation or whatever the hell you want to call it, aliens, UFOs, demonology, the occult, you name it, I've probably studied it for a meaningful amount of time since the time I was 14 or 15 years old. And I was born in 1972. So I've done quite a bit of study. And this includes religions. I've studied all the major religions. I was brought up in a Catholic school for 7 years. So I do have experience, first-hand experience of that as well. Had to go to church every weekday, Monday through Friday, for 7 years. So I know all about that stuff too. Studied the Bible, read the Bible, different Bibles, lost books of the Bibles, the other Bible, books that were excised. So I'm not just throwing things, random things out there. I have studied things. And then when I came to Correct Sentence Structure Communication Parse Syntax Grammar in 2017, the beginning of that summer, and began to see theoretically what this was and what it could do, it began to stop and correct my think. It began the major stop and correct on my thinking, my verb of the thinking. Now, I had inadvertently created a great solid base for myself to learn this, because 2 years prior to that, in 2015, I began studying the Trivium Method. I learned grammar, logic, and rhetoric for 2 years. And then that segued into Correct Sentence Structure, and that was a great base because I had grammar, logic, and rhetoric, fiction grammar, and then after I got closure on Correct Sentence Structure, I just cut out the fiction grammar part and put the Correct Sentence Structure grammar part in place. So now I have Correct Sentence Structure, Communication, Parse, Syntax, Grammar, Logic, and Rhetoric. And that's what I use to convey this stuff as best that I can to the best of my knowledge and skill. So this has brought me to this point where people will send me links and videos about people talking about what the government is doing or what the rulers are doing or what the elite plan is to do with this, that, and the third, whether it's depopulation, total control, total just slavery of the highest level. I'm talking about the plans of what the military are going to do. And always in these videos, the individual narrating them is always putting forth this thing of doom and gloom where there's food shortages, farmers are burning their crops rather than selling them because they're being forced to do it. And it's always, I have a high-level source in the government or in the military. Can't tell you who it is, but this source tells me. And then they go on for an entire hour talking about what is going to happen. I'll tell you what I personally do with this stuff. As soon as I hear someone say, my source, which I can't reveal at this time, my source tells me that, I shut it off. Because if you're not going to give away your source, what the hell do I care what you're saying? Because you can't prove what you're saying. There's no facts there. Because a fact is a fact only if you can certify it. It's not a fact because someone says it's a fact. It's a fact if you can certify it. And if you can't, then it's just assumption, presumption, opinion, conjecture, speculation. and what ends up happening. If it resonates with you, with your quote-unquote moral compass or whatever your path is in life, if it vibes with you, you're going to take that assumption, presumption, conjecture, speculation, and you're going to share it with someone else. You're going to pass the opinion on. And then the opinion is going to get shared across the board. Now, here's something for you. I noticed happening a few years ago when Donald Trump was, I think it was the last year that he was in the past tense United States Oval Office. There were all these people, what were they called? QAnons. And of course, they were anonymous. And the Where We Go One, We Go All movement, or whatever the hell that was, always putting out stuff about what Donald Trump was doing and ordering the military to do, that he was saving all these children, human traffickers, that all these Hollywood stars were in Guantanamo Bay or being executed. And then when someone would come out with a picture of, well, this movie star hasn't been executed. Look, here's a picture of them walking down the street. Then the QAnon people would say, oh, that's a clone. I mean, come on. Logic. Where's the logic here? Where's the proof? It spreads like wildfire, these opinions and this fear and this speculation. People worried about what, quote unquote, they are going to do to us. Well, let's take a little psychological evaluation of this. Why would we, if we are the population of the earth, if we are the majority, why would we worry about what they are going to do? Shouldn't it be the other way around? I mean, why worry about what they're going to do? Because if they have these militaries, they got the bigger guns and clubs. What's to worry about? I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. So what? I think, and again, this is opinion because this is a podcast of opinion, I think that a subtle psychological stop and correct has to happen for someone to get out of that endless cycle of fear, worry, and opinion, assumption, presumption, speculation. That's how one becomes autonomous, how one takes command of their own vessel, by not worrying about the speculation. Only concentrate on those things that are tangible and navigate through those things on a practical level, educating oneself. Now, I'll use another analogy that I like to use a lot about fighters, mixed martial artists, boxers, whatever. You will see some fighters, when they're being interviewed before a fight, like a couple days before a fight, they'll say, are you worried about this and that, about your opponent, what they're going to do to you? And the fighter will say, you know what? I'm prepared. I trained. It's out of my hands what they're going to do. I don't care what they're going to do. They better worry about what I'm going to do when I get in there. They better worry about me, because I'm not worried about them at all. I've done what I need to do. I'm okay. I'm comfortable with where I'm at, with my training and my skills and my ability to perform. I'm comfortable with that. If I lose, I know I gave it 100%. Not worried about it. Not worried about losing, because it ain't about winning or losing. It's about performance. And if you do the best you can do, regardless of what happens, that's all anyone can expect or ask of you. I find this mentality works, at least for me. It takes all the fear out. It takes all this, the worry out. That's what I got for you there. It's, again, comes down to the psychology every single time. Whether you use correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar, or not, it all comes down to the psychology of it. 90% psychological. I mentioned this in a recent limited availability short that I put up on YouTube. that's not available anymore because, as I said, the availability was limited. I said in there something like, if you think about what the fiction system is, basically a group of individuals, conspirists, conspiring to implement legislation, codes, rules, statutes, whatever you want to call them, and then force the majority of people who outnumber them into complying with these things. That's what the fiction system is. They have ideas, they have agendas, and they implement them, and that's that. But the difference between them and us is that they have a military. They have a police force. They have sheriffs. They have constables. They have CIA, FBI. They have all these guns and clubs. We'll call them guns and clubs for lack of a better word. Enforcers. To enforce these policies. To force people to follow this small group of individuals' policies. Which, to add some speculation to it, is just basically the will and testament of the shareholders of the corporation that these legislators work for. That's it. Everything is business, and I think by my perception, if you follow the money, you'll find out the reason for everything that's happening. If you follow the money. In the video, I talk about what if you flip the psychology. What's to stop someone like you or like me from doing the same thing they're doing? Not in relation to them, though, but in relation to ourselves. We implement policies for ourselves. We implement a position for ourselves. And those policies, if someone wants to come in contact or contract with us, they must abide by these terms and conditions. If they don't, and they decide to trespass or do us harm, then we become enforcers for ourselves in the same way the fiction system does for themselves. In the same sense. I don't mean that we create jails and throw people in dungeons and things like that. I'm not talking about that at all. Those are fiction concepts. I'm talking about a case-by-case, as-needed basis. You deal with these things, maintaining those three principles of honor, grace, peace, neutrality, rule one, rule equal. In the back of your mind, at least. What's the difference? There is no difference. Because if your volition is to contract and navigate on a geometric level playing field of contract, it's the simplest, most logical thing in the world, void of any assumption, presumption. You will know, if you know what that is, the geometric level playing field of contract, if you know what that is, then you will immediately be able to sense when a contract party steps on there and wants to tip the balance. They want to cheat. They want to get an upper hand. They want to psychologically manipulate. You will be able to see it right away. And if you learn correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar, you will see it much, much, much faster than most people who don't know. And that's one of the benefits and values of correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar. All right, that about does it for this podcast. Thank you for listening. Hope you found it of some value. If you'd like to learn the grammar, check out my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/ChaseAndMatthewGlass. If you have any grammar questions or you'd like to apply for a confidential grammar workshop, you can email me at jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com. We'll set up a 10 to 15 minute video consultation and see what we can do for you. Thanks again.